เดี๋ยวเราดูในแผนนะครับฝาแล้วมาเปิด
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying and for honoring your name in our lives. Thank you for giving us victories over darkness and the oppressions. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us perfect peace and perfect joy. Thank you for surrounding us with your presence, your powerful presence. And thank you for keeping us protected from the attacks of the enemy. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us prosperity in everything we do. Thank you for making us to succeed and to move forward in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies concerning us. Thank you for showing us mercy and for giving us blessings we do not deserve because of your mercy. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the honor that you have placed upon us, so that everyone that interacts with us are doing that in honor, so that everyone that relates with us, they are honoring us because of your honor that is upon our lives. Thank you for doing that. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for the plans you have for us. For they are good plans. They are great plans. And we thank you for you will perform those plans. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us victories in the realms of the Spirit. Thank you for giving us victories in the realm of our dreams. Thank you for giving us victories over stubborn spirits, stubborn demons, stubborn powers of darkness, and evil princes of darkness. Thank you for giving us victories over them all. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you also for giving us good health and for healing our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face, and to pray and to worship you. Oh Lord, let us not leave here empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, let us leave here with great and mighty blessings, great and mighty miracles. In the name of Jesus, let us receive mercy tonight and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. And after that, we're going to be praying with prayer points. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. Thanks, thanks, O Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting, we will worship you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God forever and ever. He shall be our God from now even to the end. He's our God, Jesus is our God. For this God is our God forever and ever. Forever and ever, he shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah. Hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. From east to west, there is no other God, no one like Jesus. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God. from dawn to start, I say there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
God, we lift up your name.
God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war. Great are you, Lord. Lion of Judah, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. We will worship you forever. Great are you, Lord. Lord Jesus, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of glory you are, covenant keeping God, you never change, you never fail. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, we worship you forever. You are covenant keeping God, King of glory. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will sing, and I will sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus, your name is Lord, your name is fire, your name is fire. Than every other names, your name is Jesus, your name is Lord, your name is higher than every other names, your name is Jesus, your name is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know.
There is no other name.
That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the hurt to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from him. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the hurt to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, O Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he owns my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord come down. In Jesus' name, let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord come down. Amen. Oh, let the glory of the Lord come down. In Jesus' name, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord, let the fire of the Lord come down. Right now, oh, let the fire of the Lord come down. In this place, let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the fire. Let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the fire Oh, and the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down.
Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Praise Him for who He is. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, the King of the Universe, the Controller of the Universe, the God of Heaven and the Earth, the God who is and who was and who is to come. Glorify Him. He is before all things, and He is the one holding all things together. He is the King of glory. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the bright morning star. He is the God of the everlasting covenant. Is the ever faithful God. He is the only true God. He is the living God. He is not a dead God. Worship Him. He is the God who answers prayers. The only one that can be trusted. The only one all men should trust. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Surely You are higher than the highest. You are stronger than the strongest. You are wiser than the wisest. We praise You, Father. All power belongs to You. Even the powers of Your enemies, they belong to You. You determine what happens. You determine every situation. You control every situation. We praise You, Father. Your throne is above every other throne. Your throne is above all the kingdoms of this world. Your throne is above all the kingdoms of darkness. We worship You, Father. You are highly exalted, far above principalities, far above rulers of darkness, far above witches and wizards, far above all witchcraft. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. We worship You, Father. Most excellent God, we praise You. Only You can speak and Your words will come to pass. Only You can change anything. Only You can do anything. Only You can reverse irreversible things. Only You, Father, can make ways where there are no ways. We praise You, O Lord. We bless Your holy name. Hallelujah. You are the helper of the helpless. You are the holy help that is always available. You are the holy help that is always available for whoever we call upon you. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to pray these thanksgiving prayers. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for being so compassionate. Thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you for being so caring. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being so compassionate toward me. Thank you, Father, for being so loving toward me. Thank you for being so caring. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you for always helping me. Thank you for always supporting me. Thank you for always strengthening me. Thank you for always blessing me. Thank you for always protecting me. Thank you, Father, for always defending me. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking for me. Thank you for your compassions toward me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for answering my prayers. Thank you for not allowing me to pray in vain. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for answering my prayers. Thank you for not allowing me to pray in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to trust and wait on you in vain. Thank you for answering my prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your promises that are already manifesting in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your promises that are already manifesting in my life. Thank you for your promises that are already coming to pass in my life. Thank you for your promises that are already happening in my life. Thank you, Father, for fulfilling your promises, for fulfilling your prophecies concerning me. Thank you, Father, for your promises that are already happening in my life. They're already happening to me. They're already coming to pass. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for meeting my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to lack good things. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Thank you for not allowing me lack good things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to lack important things. Thank you for not allowing me to lack basic needs. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life that is changing my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that is changing my life. Thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my situations. Thank you for your presence in my environment that is changing my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life that is changing my life. Thank you for your presence in my life that is changing my situations. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that is changing everything. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the power of your presence manifest in my life and let it rearrange and reorganize my life to go in the direction of your will and plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the power of your presence manifest in my life and let it rearrange things in my life. Let it reorganize things in my life to make my life look exactly the way you want it. In the name of Jesus, Father, manifest the power of your presence in my life. Manifest the power of your presence in my environment, in my situations. And let that power rearrange things. Let your power reorganize things in my life in order to make my life look the way you want it to be, in order to make my life go in the direction of your will, so that my life will go in the direction of your plans. Release your power and let your power reorganize my life. Let your power rearrange my life. Let your power reconstruct my life. Let your power remove my life. Let your power restore my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life. And let that power set me above all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, release your power into my life. Release your power upon my life. And let your power raise me above all my enemies. Let your power raise me above all my enemies. Let your power give me dominion over all my enemies. Let your power raise me above all witchcraft. Let your power raise me above serpents and scorpions. Let your power raise me above all the forces and powers of darkness. Let your power raise me above all the operations of darkness and all the attacks of darkness. Release your power into my life. Release your power into my life. Release your power now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. And move forward every area of my life that have been stagnant. Say, Father, show me mercy and move forward every area of my life that have been stagnant. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Show me mercy, Father, and move forward every area of my life that I've been stagnant. Move every area of my life, every area of my destiny that I've been stagnant forward. Father, move them forward. Move them forward right now in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of my life that I've not moved forward for a long time, that I've not really moved forward for years, Father, move them forward right now in the name of Jesus. Move them forward right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. And you are going to pray like this. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every arrow, every evil arrow fired at me to go back to the ascenders, to go back and destroy the ascenders right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command every evil arrow fired at me to go back and consume the ascenders right now in the name of Jesus. Let every evil arrow fired at me, fired at my life, fired at my career, fired at my academics, fired at my career, my calling, my destiny, every evil arrow fired at my health, I command them to go back and destroy those who fired them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command them to go back and consume their offenders. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, right now, every evil arrow that have been fired and that have entered into my life, I command them to come out of my life and go back to those that sent them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every evil arrow that have been fired from the realms of darkness and have entered into my life, let them come out of my life and go back to destroy those that sent them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let them come out and go back to those that sent them. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the arrows that have been fired into my body, into my soul, into my spirit, come out now and return to destroy those that sent them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, reverse every evil work that have been perfectly done by the enemy against my life. Every evil work that have been perfectly done by the enemy against my life and destiny, fire of the Holy Ghost, reverse them and undo them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them and undo them. Reverse them and undo them right now. In the name of Jesus. Every evil work that have been perfectly done against my life, against my family, against my marriage, against my calling, against my destiny, let fire of the Holy Ghost undo them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost reverse them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every wicked work, wicked oppression that have been perfectly done against my life, against my health, against my destiny, against my calling, let the fire of the Holy Ghost reverse them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost undo them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy every evil work that have been buried in the ground by my enemies. You're going to say, let the power of God destroy every evil work buried in the ground by my enemies to attack me. Every evil ritual, every evil sacrifice buried inside the ground by my enemies in order to attack me, Let the power of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy them now. Let the power of God enter into the ground and destroy every wicked operation, every evil work, every enchantment, every ritual that have been buried beneath the ground in order to attack my life and destiny. Let God's power destroy them now. Let God's power enter into the ground and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let God's power destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let God's power destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil work that have been done in the graveyard. Every evil work that have been done in the graveyard against my life and calling and destiny. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says that for this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Continue to pray. The Holy Ghost is here to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Begin to see every work of the devil that was done in the graveyard against my life, calling, and destiny be destroyed now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every work of the devil done in the graveyard against my life, calling, and destiny be destroyed right now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every prison of darkness within my life and destiny captive from fulfillment. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those prisons right now. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every prison of darkness holding my life and destiny captive from fulfillment. Holding my life and destiny captive from manifestation. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break the prisons into pieces right now. Break the prisons into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, break the prisons into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, break the prisons, break the prison into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, every prison of darkness that is holding my life bound from manifestation, from fulfillment, holding my life bound, holding my destiny bound from fulfillment, from manifesting. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Every prison of darkness holding my calling bound, holding my career bound from fulfillment, from manifestation, be destroyed now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to oppress my oppressors. I receive power to dominate those that have been ruling over my life, to dominate the enemies that have been ruling over my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, give power to dominate the enemies that have been ruling my life, ruling my days, ruling my destiny. I receive power right now to dominate them. I receive power to oppress them. I receive power to rule over them. In the name of Jesus, I receive power to oppress my oppressors. I receive power to oppress those that have been oppressing my destiny. I receive power to oppress those that have been oppressing me in my dreams. I receive power to oppress them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost to release every promise of God that have been delayed in my life into manifestation right now. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost to release every promise of God that have been delayed in my life into manifestation right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release every promise of God that's supposed to have happened in my life. Release them now into manifestation. Every promise of God that I've delayed for so long, fire of the Holy Ghost, release them now into manifestation. Release them now into fulfillment. Every promise of God concerning me, every promise of God concerning my destiny, every promise of God concerning my future, every promise of God concerning my present life, concerning my present days that have been delayed fire of the Holy Ghost, release them now into manifestation. Release them now into fulfillment. Release them now. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, empower me to become the person you have sent me to this world to be. Say, Father, empower me to become the man you have sent me to do into the earth to be. Empower me to become the woman you have sent me to this earth to be. Continue to pray like that. Empower me right now. Empower me right now. Empower me right now. Empower me, Father. Empower me, Father. Empower me, Father. I believe you're praying. Empower me, Father, to become the person you sent me into this earth to be. Empower me to become the person you have sent me to the world to be. Empower me to fulfill the destiny you have sent me to the world to fulfill. Empower me to fulfill the purpose you have sent me to the earth to fulfill. Empower me now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Empower me now. Empower me now. Empower me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, stop me from doing everything that is everything I'm doing that is preventing your plans for my life to come to pass. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, stop me from doing whatever I am doing that is preventing your plans from happening in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, stop me from doing them. Whatever I am doing that is preventing your plans from happening in my life. Whatever I am doing that is preventing your plans from manifesting in my life. Father, stop me from doing them. Stop me from doing them by your Holy Spirit. Stop me from doing them now by your Holy Spirit. By your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Every lifestyle, every attitude, every behavior, every character that I have that is not allowing your plans to be fulfilled in my life, Father, remove them now from me. Uproot them now from my life. In the name of Jesus, uproot them now from within me. In the name of Jesus, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Every character, every attitude, every behavior, every lifestyle that I have that is stopping your plans from happening in my life, Father, uproot them from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, take them away right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onwards, everything the enemy has been doing to me, that I've been walking, shall no longer walk. Everything the enemy has been doing in my life, everything the enemy has been doing against me that I've been succeeding, you're going to say, they shall no longer succeed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As it is written, that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. So begin to say, everything the enemy have been doing to me, that have been working on me, shall no longer work on me. From this day onwards, begin to say, I decree that all that the enemy have been doing to me, doing against me, that have been working successfully, shall no longer work on me from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus, every attack of the enemy that have been successful in my life shall no longer succeed. Every weapon of the enemy that have been prospering in my life shall no longer prosper. From today onwards, in the name of Jesus, every activity of the enemy that have been succeeding over me before now shall no longer succeed anymore. In the name of Jesus, they shall no longer succeed. 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 In the name of Jesus, every weapon of the enemy, every power of the enemy that have been succeeding over me for a long time, I decree that from this moment onwards, they shall no longer prevail. They shall no longer succeed. Their weapons shall no longer work on me. In the name of Jesus, all their attacks shall no longer work on me. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray this prayer. Every attack of the enemy that have been succeeding over me for a long time shall no longer succeed on me anymore. By the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me and strengthen me to live a life that is pleasing to God. So, Lord Jesus, empower me and strengthen me to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, empower me. Lord Jesus, empower me. Lord Jesus, empower me to live the kind of life that is acceptable to God. Empower me and strengthen me to live the kind of life that is acceptable to God. Empower me now, Lord Jesus. 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 Continue to pray like that. So, Lord Jesus, strengthen me and empower me to live a life that is pleasing to God, a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Empower me, Lord Jesus, to live such life in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Lord Jesus. Empower me, Lord Jesus. Empower me, Lord Jesus. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. There are a lot of things God will not give you if your life is not pleasing in His sight. There are a lot of spiritual gifts that God will not release into your life if your life is not pleasing to Him. Yeah, because you're going to use the gift for evil. Yeah. And God doesn't want that. Even physical blessings, even physical blessings, God will intentionally withhold or withhold physical blessings from people because they do not have a lifestyle that is pleasing to Him. He knows that if He gives them those blessings, they will use it wrongly. And He will not be glorified. It is the enemy that will be glorified. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me to live the kind of life that You want for me to live, so that there will be nothing You will not be able to give me, Say, Father, help me to live the kind of life you want me to live, so that there will be nothing you will not be able to give me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Those that are living the righteous life, they always get blessings from God easily. But those that are living unrighteous life, they don't easily get blessings from God. So, Father, help me to live a righteous life, so that there will be nothing you will not be able to give me. In the name of Jesus, help me to live a righteous life. Help me to live a righteous life. Help me to live the kind of life the people in heaven are living. Help me to live a life of purity. Help me to live a life of righteousness, a life of holiness, so that you will not withhold your blessings from me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some people will say in their heart, they will say, all this while I've been living a righteous life, and God did not bless me. Yeah. That statement or that kind of thought is very wrong. Yeah, because when you live a righteous life, you are not doing God a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. You are doing your soul a favor. Yeah, and if you are living a righteous life because you want to receive blessings from God, that means you are not a real Christian. That means you are an hypocrite. Yeah, because once you now get the blessings from God, it means you will go back into sin. That is what it means. Yeah. I don't know if you get my point. If you live in a righteous life is because you want your prayers to be answered, and because you want to receive blessings from God, that means that once you now get the blessings, you now go back into sin. Yeah, that is what it means. So when you live righteously, you are to do it, yeah, because of your soul. Yeah, because you want your soul to be saved, because you want your soul to make heaven, and of course also because you love God and you want to be close, you want to be close to Him. Yeah, so that should be the reason for living a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Now, it is when you have done this that you now start to enjoy more blessings from God. You now start to enjoy unending flow of blessings from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live righteously. Because I want to inherit your kingdom, help me to live righteously because I want to inherit your kingdom, because I want to please you, and because I want to inherit your kingdom, and not because of what I want to get from you, but because I want to please you and inherit your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me in the name of Jesus. Help me to live righteously because I want to please you. Help me to live righteously because I want to make heaven, because I want to inherit your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Help me to have a pure heart in your sight. Help me to have a pure heart that desires what you desire. Help me to have a pure heart that wants the same thing you want in the name of Jesus. Help me to live righteously out of a pure heart. Help me to do righteousness out of a pure heart. Yeah, because some people, they do self-righteousness. They do righteousness to please people. Yeah, because they want to show people that they are righteous, not because they are actually righteous. So, Father, help me to practice righteousness out of a pure heart. Not for high service, but out of a pure heart. Help me to practice holiness out of a pure heart, because I want to make heaven. Help me to practice holiness. Help me to practice righteousness, because I love you, because I want to please you, and because I want to make heaven. In the name of Jesus, help me to do that, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? You can say, Father, make me a purpose-driven Christian. Make me a purpose-driven Christian. Make me a Christian that is always concerned about fulfilling your purpose for my life. Make me that type of Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Because many Christians, all they want is, God bless me. God bless me. All they want is, God release the blessing. They are not concerned about fulfilling God's purpose for their lives. They just want blessings and blessings and blessings. And God keep asking, why should I bless you? Why should I bless you? And what will you do with the blessing? So if there is no purpose, then there is no reason why God should bless us. If there is no purpose we are living for, if there is no purpose you are living for, then there is no reason why God should bless you. Say, Father, make me a purpose-driven Christian. Make me a Christian that is so concerned, so much concerned, a Christian that is always concerned about your purpose for my life. Make me that type of Christian. Continue to pray like that. Make me a Christian that is always concerned about your purpose for my life, about your assignment for my life. Make me that type of Christian in the name of Jesus. Make me a Christian that is always thinking about how to fulfill God's purpose in every hour of my life. Father, make me that type of Christian. Be juste, gitelele, juste, nahata, nesuzashanela. Make me such kind of Christian in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some of you don't even understand the purpose of God for your life because you don't want to. Yeah, if you want to know God's purpose for your life, you're going to seek God passionately for it until you understand it. Yeah, but you're not seeking God for that. And that is why you're not understanding it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me understanding of your purpose for my life so that I will not live a wasted life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me understanding of your purpose for my life so that I will not live a wasted life. Give me understanding of your purpose for my life. Give me understanding of your purpose for my life. Gejuste ateste nedegla. Give me understanding of your purpose for my life so that I will not live a wasted life, so that I will not waste my entire life on earth. Give me understanding of your purpose for my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to understand that it's a very foolish thing and a dangerous thing to ask God for blessings, for breakthroughs. Yeah, whether career breakthroughs or marital breakthroughs, when you have not really understood your purpose, and you are not busy fulfilling your purpose. The reason is because if God gives you breakthroughs and He gives you blessings, and then you don't know His purpose, and you are not fulfilling that purpose, it means you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose the breakthroughs. You're going to lose the blessings. And if God gave you marriage, you're going to begin to have problems in that marriage. Yeah, because even marriage is meant for fulfillment of purpose. Yeah, that's the reason for marriage. It's meant so that God's purpose for your life can be fulfilled. So the first thing any Christian should desire to know is God's purpose for his own life. Before that Christian will ask for any other thing from God, you should ask for understanding of God's purpose, and you should ask God for the strength and the power to fulfill the purpose. In fact, you should already be fulfilling the purpose. You should already be fulfilling the purpose before God should give you some breakthroughs like marriage and some other breakthroughs. Yeah, you should already have been fulfilling the purpose. Yeah, so it is very important that you know God's purpose for your life. Very, very important. And it is very important that you are fulfilling it practically. And so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the revelations that will explain your purpose for my life to me, and then give me the training that will enable me to fulfill your purpose for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the revelations that will explain your purpose for my life to me, and give me the training that will enable me fulfill your purpose for my life. Continue to pray like that. Give me the revelations in the name of Jesus. Give me the revelations, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give me the revelations that will explain your purpose for my life to me, and give me the training that will equip me to fulfill your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, give me the revelations that will make me understand your assignment for my life, that will make me understand your purpose for my life very well. Give me the revelations, and then give me the training that will equip me to fulfill your purpose for my life. Give me the training, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. You're going to say, Father, give me the kind of heart that sacrifices everything to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Say, Father, give me the kind of heart that sacrifices everything to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me the kind of heart that sacrifices everything. The kind of heart that sacrifices everything. Give me such heart that will make me sacrifice everything to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Give me that type of heart in the name of Jesus. Create in me the kind of heart that will make me sacrifice everything. That will make me sacrifice my time, my food, my everything. Give me such heart that will make me sacrifice everything that I have, everything that I have, in order to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Give me such heart. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Give me such heart, Father. Give me such heart, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, when Jesus said that whoever come after him should take up his cross and deny himself daily and follow him. Now, taking up your cross is about living for God's purpose. Yeah, because Jesus took up his cross every day because his purpose was to die on the cross. Yeah, so every day he always carried that cross. Yeah. He always bear that cross every day. Yeah, that is that was his purpose. Yeah, and he fulfilled it because on the cross he said it is finished. Yeah. So He wants us to do the same. He wants us to carry our cross daily. Yeah, so which is your purpose? Yeah, he wants you to carry your cross daily. Live for that cross. So Jesus lived all his life for the cross. Yeah, because everything he was doing was pointing to the cross. Everything he did pointed to the cross. So the same thing he wants every Christian to live their lives for God's purpose for their lives. So you have not been called to live for yourself. You have been called to live for God's purpose. You have been called to live for God's purpose, not to live for yourself. You became a Christian to live for God's purpose. And Jesus wants you to carry the cross of that purpose. So that purpose is the cross. Yeah, so before you ask God for money, before you ask God for financial blessings, for breakthroughs, ask yourself, am I carrying the cross? Am I carrying my cross? Am I living for God's purpose? Yeah, because that is what will move God to bless you. Yeah, God doesn't break his standards. He doesn't break his principles. That is the principles through which God blesses people. He will bless you because of your purpose. The purpose he have given you to live for. If you are not taking that purpose serious, he will not bless you. You can pray till the next 20 years, he will not bless you. So God, you need to demonstrate to God and heaven that you are serious about God's purpose for your life. You need to show it to God and heaven that you are serious. So when you show it to God, then God will now start to bless you because of that purpose. Yeah, not because of you, but because of that purpose. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me the kind of heart that will make me take your purpose for my life very serious, so that you can release the blessings that is needed for my purpose to be fulfilled in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me the kind of heart that will make me live for your purpose in every day of my life. The kind of heart that will make me carry my cross in every day of my life. Father, create in me that type of heart right now in the name of Jesus. Create in me such heart. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Create in me a heart that will make me take your purpose for my life very seriously creating me such heart right now in the name of Jesus. Creating me a heart that will make me live every day of my life for you and for your purpose. In the name of Jesus, create in me such hearts, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, create in me such hearts, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You can see a lot of things Jesus endured while he was carrying his own cross. Yeah, which was his own purpose. You can see how he endured so much. He endured a lot of persecutions. He endured a lot of trials. He endured sufferings. He endured pains. Yeah, he endured so many things. He endured so many things. Yeah, but today, you're going to see many Christians failing to endure everything everything that comes with purpose. Yeah, because there are things that comes with God's purpose for your life. They are not pleasant. Yeah, there are things that comes with God's purpose for your life that that are not pleasant, that will appear negative and painful. Yeah. And many times when Christians are exposed to those things, they start to complain, they start to murmur. They start to complain, they start to murmur. Yeah, many times. So you're going to pray that God will help you to endure all that comes with his purpose for your life. Yeah, because those things that appear as negative, they are also part of the purpose for your life. They are part of your cross. Yeah, of course there is greatness in God's purpose for your life. There is beauty there. There is enjoyment there. Yeah, there is glory there. But there is also some other unpleasant things that you have to endure. There is persecution there. There is tribulation there. There is pains there. Sufferings there. Yeah, and you must be able to endure these things whenever they show up in your journey to fulfilling God's purpose. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to endure everything that comes with your purpose for my life. Every unpleasant thing that comes with fulfilling your purpose for my life. So, Father, give me grace to endure. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me grace to endure patiently and to overcome them all. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. The grace to endure with patience every unpleasant thing, every suffering, every pain, every tribulation, every trial, every persecution, every attack, everything that goes with fulfilling your purpose for my life. Father, give me the grace and the strength to patiently endure them and patiently go through them and patiently come out of them all in victory. Give me the grace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every suffering, every pain, every tribulation, every persecution, every attack that comes together with fulfilling your purpose for my life. Father, give me the grace and strength to endure them all whenever they show up in my life. Give me the grace and strength to endure them all and to come out of them all successfully and victoriously. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make a way for my purpose to be fulfilled in the head. Say, Father, make a way for my purpose, the purpose you have given to me to be fulfilled in the head. Make way for my purpose, for my calling to be fulfilled in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make way for my purpose to be fulfilled. Make way for my purpose to be fulfilled in the end. Every barrier, every obstacle, every hindrance, every limitation stopping the fulfillment of my purpose, Father, remove them. Remove them now. And make way for my purpose to be fulfilled in the head. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You can just say, Father, strengthen me to overcome every weakness that is preventing the fulfillment of my purpose in the end. See, Father, strengthen me to overcome every weakness in me that is preventing the fulfillment of my purpose in the end. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me to overcome every weakness in me that is not allowing me to fulfill my purpose in the head, to fulfill my divine purpose in the head. Father, strengthen me now to overcome them all. In the name of Jesus, every weakness in me that is affecting the fulfillment of my purpose in the head, be removed now from within me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make me stronger than those weaknesses. Make me stronger than those weaknesses in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, every spirit of failure that is following me about, following me everywhere I go, touch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Every spirit of failure following me about, following me in every day of my life, catch fire right now. Continue to pray like that. Every spirit of failure attached to my life, attached to my destiny, attached to my spirit, soul, and body, catch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of failure attached to my spiritual gift, catch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of failure to my career, to my skill, every spirit of failure attached to my spiritual gift, now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of failure attached to my life. Every spirit of sin that is following me about, so make sure that I feel, so feel so smart, can fire right now in the name of Jesus. Can fire right now. Can fire right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit transform me into the kind of person that can fulfill your assignment in the head. Say, Father, use your Holy Spirit to transform me into the kind of person that can fulfill your assignment in the head. Open your mouth and pray like that. Use your Holy Spirit to transform me now. In the name of Jesus, use your Holy Spirit to transform me. Use your Holy Spirit to change me into the kind of person that can do the work you have called me to do for you in the head. Use your Holy Spirit to change me into the kind of person that can carry out the assignment you have for me, the assignment you have given to me in the head. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, reverse every negative word that have come out of my own mouth against my own destiny. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, reverse every negative word that have come out of my own mouth against my destiny. Father, reverse them now. Reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every negative word that I have pronounced with my own mouth that Satan is using against me, that Satan is using against my destiny, Father, reverse them now by your mercy. Reverse them now by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Reverse them by your mercy. Continue to pray. It includes every negative thought, not just words. Even your negative thoughts can be used by the devil against you. Say, Father, reverse every negative word and every negative thought that Satan is now using against my life and against my destiny. Every negative word that come out of my mouth, that came out of my mouth. Every negative thought that came out of my mind, that Satan is now using against me and against my destiny. Father, reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit me and liberate me from every ancestral bondage that have kept me from fulfilling your purpose for my life. Say, Father, visit me and set me free. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, visit me and liberate me from every ancestral demonic bondage, every ancestral slavery, every ancestral bondage that have kept me from becoming the person you want me to be and from fulfilling your purpose in the purpose of life in the earth. Father, let me and break that bondage. Break the bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Every bondage was cast upon me, my ancestors. Every slavery that was passed on me from my ancestors that is keeping me from becoming who you want me to be, that is keeping me from feeling your pulse for my life in the end, Father, break them into pieces right now. Break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Every ancestral slavery, every ancestral bondage that is stopping me from fulfilling your purpose for my life, stopping me from becoming the person you created me to be, Father, destroy them now. Visit me in your power and set me free. Set me free from such bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Release me now from such bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this moment we have spent in your presence. Thank you for the good things you have done in our lives. Thank you for the helps you have released into our lives. Thank you, Father, for our prayers that have been answered already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you are going to be releasing into our lives very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs and the transformation you're going to do in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because you are not going to rest until we have possessed our possessions and until we have become the persons you want us to be. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your fire that is with us to to destroy all our enemies and all the works they are doing against us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you exalt your name in the lives of everyone here. Exalt your name and put the enemy to shame in their lives in Jesus' name. Let all that your name have conquered become conquered in the lives of your people right now in Jesus' name. Let all that you have conquered all the kingdoms of darkness, you have conquered all the powers of darkness that you, Lord, have conquered. Let that same victory manifest in the lives of everyone here right now in Jesus' name. Let all the powers you have conquered never be able to operate in the lives of everyone here in Jesus' name. Father, let all the kingdoms you have conquered never be able to operate and oppress your people here right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you make the greatness of you so real in the lives of your people. Make the greatness of your power and the greatness of your dominion so real in the lives of your people here right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that concerning what God has determined in his heart to do with your life on earth before you were born, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I pray that all that God determined in his heart concerning you before you came into this earth shall now begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. All that God have spoken and have written and have determined concerning your life before you came into this earth shall now begin to manifest with speed in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. You shall not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. The glory of God shall replace every shame the enemy have planned for you in the name of Jesus. And the things you are trusting God for shall happen according to your faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.